Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right. I just want to know, was the woman okay? Is she's not hurt or anything?
No, sir. She's fine, as far as I know. But no harm is going to befall anyone. And I was babysitting for my grandson.
For the people just joining us, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide is on the phone with us. Mr. Bonafide is a grandfather, a retired. You're in the heating and plumbing business, right?
Yes, sir. We started our business in 1955. Right after I got out of the Navy and started our business in the Alhambra, San Gabriel Valley area. Served this area very well for some 47 years before my retirement.
You sound a little shaken up.
No, I'm not. Let me explain to your audience. An unloaded gun cannot hurt anyone. There were no clips in either gun, and the ammunition had been locked up.
All right, now, so people know... You gave your grandson and one of his friends a couple of your guns to play with.
Well, the boys wanted to play, war or cops and robbers, whatever young men want to play. I told them they had to stay in the yard.
And you were babysitting?
Yes, my daughter has a job now. They've moved down here from Portland, Oregon, and she's working now. And so...
And you gave these boys a couple of your guns. What kind of guns were they?
They were 9mm, but I'd taken the clips out of both of the weapons. In fact, neither weapon had a clip in it. And I made sure that the firing chamber was free. And so neither weapon was loaded. And they wanted to play, cops and robbers or this kind of thing. And so I unloaded a couple of the guns. And I said, you can play because they're not loaded. And to be honest, it had been a very tough day. My wife had been in the hospital for a couple of weeks with some surgery, and I needed something to take my mind off. And I don't know if you've ever seen two 12-year-olds try to lift a heavy 9mm weapon. It's pretty funny to see. And again, they were unloaded.
All right, and then what happened?
Yes, I told them that they were not allowed to leave our property, which our property runs east to west. We border the miners on the left side, and on the right side is the camper family. And I said, you're not allowed to go anywhere other than staying on our property here. So they were allowed to run around on the front lawn, and they're waving the guns around.
All right, and you said that one of your neighbors, and the name I have here, Marilyn Carruthers?
Yes, that's her. She's a woman. She lost her husband about 3 months ago. And ever since losing her husband, she has been, she takes a lot of walks. And I wanted to make this point, too, that she's made her intentions pretty well known to a lot of the men in this neighborhood. And by that, I mean she is making herself available and also to a lot of the married men. And,
All right, well, I don't know, but I mean, you said that one of your neighbors, the boys were waving the guns in her face as she walked by, right?
Again, I want to make this point very clear to your audience, because a lot of these liberals who have been campaigning for years to control, change the gun laws, it seems they don't know the difference between a loaded gun and an unloaded gun.
But the boys, I know, the boys had guns that were unloaded.
The boys had guns that were unloaded, and I was there on the front porch. And when they waved the guns in her face, she could very clearly see that I was laughing, and I could see, I could see she was getting a little bit upset.
Well, according to some of the neighbors, she was extremely upset, right? She apparently fainted.
Let me tell you, this is a woman who's not, ever since her husband died, she's walked by our house frequently. Now, I said to Marilyn, it's all right, the guns are not loaded, and I kind of laughed to myself, and I took one of the guns because I came off the porch. And
Has the woman fainted by this time?
No, sir, she has not. The kids were waving the guns in her face. And they were having a lot of fun. And
why was the woman afraid if you told her that the guns aren't loaded, and everything is okay?
Well, the kids are saying, "Give us your money, give us your purse," and this kind of nonsense. But I said, "Don't worry about it. The guns aren't loaded." So they're waving the guns in her face, and I came off the porch and I said, "Look, Marilyn, the guns aren't loaded," and I took one of the guns. And I love my grandson more than life itself. So, you know, but I took one of the guns and I pointed it at Josh's head and I pulled the trigger to show her. And so I start to laugh, and Josh and his buddy are laughing, and this is when this woman lacks so much of a sense of humor, because she is a liberal and morally appears to be very loose, and she made a big display of feigning, which I don't buy for a second.
And it, so she did faint, see?
She made a display.
Well, that's what the neighbors told us, that this woman fainted. Now I want to be clear. You took one of these guns, pointed it at your grandson's head, and pulled the trigger.
The gun was not loaded.
All right, the gun was not loaded. That's when she went down?
Well, if she... I'll tell you what, I saw her go down. I grabbed her feet, I pulled her over onto the grass, and she was conscious. Look, liberals have us believing that even...
All right, but hold on for a minute. I don't own a gun. I'm not as familiar with guns as you are, but to take a weapon that's obviously an authentic 9mm handgun, point it at somebody's head and pull the trigger... Isn't that going to be shocking for some people?
May I remind you that I told her the gun was unloaded. And I said to her, Marilyn, and I will use the words I said, for Christ, I took the Lord's name in vain. I said, in the name of God, the gun isn't loaded. And she went down like a sack of rocks. And so I've been around guns my whole life, and I'll tell you right now, what that woman did is because she has an attraction to me and has been making herself available to a lot of men on this street.
What do you mean by available? Is she having sex?
She's walking up and down and parading herself ever since her husband died. Now that, Mr. Henry, I believe is at the heart and soul of this. It has nothing to do with two boys doing something that young men have done for hundreds of years, and that is to play war games and to play at cops and robbers and this kind of nonsense. And for her to walk up and down the street, and then when the kids wave the guns in her face...
When you say they wave the guns in her face and they're demanding her money and...
They're playing like they're mugging her, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The gentleman we have on the line, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, is involved in what could very well become a very serious civil dispute with a neighbor who fainted after she was confronted by his grandson and a friend of his grandson's. They were waving unloaded 9mm pistols around on the front lawn of his house. The fainting actually took place when you walked over, Mr. Bonafide, by your own admission, took the gun from your grandson. To illustrate that it wasn't loaded...
I want to make that very clear. That was the reason why I did it.
All right, you were illustrating the gun wasn't loaded, pointed it at your own grandson's head and pulled the trigger.
Yes, sir.
And then you started to laugh.
Yes, sir, we started to laugh because it was very funny. I was laughing and Josh was, and his buddy was laughing, and we were looking at her to see for her to laugh, and instead she goes down... And I grabbed her by the ankles, and I pulled her up onto the grass to make sure that she was all right. She was conscious the whole time. In my opinion, it was an act, because she has been parading herself, as many widows will do, showing everybody everything that she has. And as far as I'm concerned...
Well, there's a bunch of questions, if I could interrupt you.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of questions having to do with playing with a real gun that people may think is loaded. And they respond with a real weapon.
Well, I'd like to know who that would be, because...
How about the police? What if the police are called and...
Well, you know, I don't, Mr. Henry, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, close only counts in A-bombs and horseshoes, okay? You can't theorize it.
If a police officer's driving down the street on a regular patrol, he sees two boys waving around 9mm, okay?
There isn't a police officer that is worthy of the name that is going to get out of that radio car, pull the riot gun out of that radio car, and immediately shear the heads off of two innocent boys with shot from a riot gun because he thinks they have loaded weapons. It's not going to happen. I'm a Korean War veteran, and I know.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bonafide has been talking here about the tendency for people to believe that guns are dangerous for kids. One of the reasons why he's on our program is he made a statement to the press today saying that guns are not always dangerous for kids, not if they're unloaded. And his grandson and a buddy of his was out on the front lawn of their house playing with two guns that he owns that were unloaded, that apparently scared a neighbor so much she fainted after he, in an effort to prove they weren't loaded, pointed one of them at his grandson's head and pulled the trigger. Right now, what he's got here is a woman who fainted, and he believes it's a whole lot of liberal anti-gun stuff colored with the fact she's a widow looking for a new husband. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Lloyd Bonafide joins us. Mr. Bonafide had made the news today. There is pending civil litigation concerning these unloaded guns that your grandson and his friend were playing with on the front lawn. Now, fortunately, nobody got shot, but the lady who walked by, your grandson and his friend were waving these unloaded 9mm that were your guns in this lady's face.
Well, Mr. Hendry, again, these were unloaded weapons, and that needs to be pointed out. The next thing I need to say is this woman, since she's been widowed, has made a point of cruising up and down the street, walking around and showing everybody.
Well, did you have these boys wave the guns in her face as a way of telling her to stay away?
No, I didn't have the boys, sir, do anything. I didn't have the boys do...
All right, so the kids were doing it of their own volition.
Yes, sir.
All right, I need to tell you something. And my understanding is you're aware of this, that Marilyn Carruthers' husband died 3 months ago, David Carruthers, from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, correct?
Yes, sir, I'm aware of that. Yes, sir.
You were aware of that?
Yes, I remember the... let me tell you something, because I had been up that night when Dave Carruthers apparently shot himself. I had been up. I was in the kitchen getting a glass of milk. And their house is three doors down from ours. You can very clearly see the bedroom window from our kitchen. And I had myself a glass of milk, and I saw the bedroom window flash for a moment, and I heard the pistol shot. Now, at the time, I thought it might have been lightning or something. Naturally, I finished off a glass of... It was a glass of half and half. I shrugged and went back to bed. Now we find out 2 days later that Dave Carruthers went ahead and messed, as we used to say in the Navy, messed up the wallpaper. Now, I understand it.
Well, sir, that's a traumatic thing for any woman to have to... Wasn't she sitting there watching it?
I don't know what was going on. All I know is I saw the bedroom window flash. I thought he used to do a lot of photography, and I thought maybe he was taking some of these dirty pictures that he takes, that he did take.
And you're telling me you thought there was a flashbulb?
Yes, sir, I did.
And then you heard a pistol shot?
I heard a pistol shot go off, yes, sir. But I didn't know if it was a pistol shot or a firecracker. But the point that I'm trying to make is she made a big deal out of it and everything. And, what's that got to do with me and the fact that my boys are trying to have themselves a couple of lousy laughs out of this rotten world?
A couple of laughs out of a rotten world by waving pistols in the face of a woman whose husband had just shot himself 3 months before.
You know what? I didn't say to them, oh, here comes Mary Carruthers. Her husband just blew his brains out. Let's have a couple of laughs. I didn't say that.
1-800-449-8686. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, is that me, Jim?
Yes, Jim, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just have a couple comments because I've been listening to this. The first time I ever called into to one of these shows, this man is
uh-huh.
sick. This man is sick. By giving a real weapon.
Are you speaking to me, sir?
Yeah, I certainly am. Having been a police officer, and I would just tell you that the first thing I would have done is, done something to take the weapons away from the boys.
Wait a minute.
No, I wouldn't have shot them with a shotgun, as you are trying to indicate. I wouldn't make an issue out of the fact that the lady has had a problem since her husband shot himself. You're trying to blame everything and take the blame off you which you are totally responsible for.
Sir, hold on.
You have taught these kids.
The weapons were unloaded.
Right.
The weapons were unloaded,
kids.
Sir.
Oh, come on. Be reasonable. You're a sick man.
I'm being reasonable.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You have taught these kids that it's all right to play with a real weapon.
Is it not unloaded or not?
You said you took the clip out and you removed the rounds from the chamber, which indicates to me those weapons are normally loaded.
I said, and I misspoke, and I said that I misspoke. I said there were no clips in it, and I checked the firing chamber to make sure there were no... In other words, I took the usual safety steps that anyone would take.
Oh, for God's sake. I don't know where you're coming from.
So you never played cops and robbers as a kid?
You have taught these kids it's all right to play with a real weapon, 12 years old. Now, if they see a real weapon laying around, and they don't have the best judgment in the world, and pick it up, point it at something, pull the trigger... You have created that, sir.
Wait a minute.
You have created that.
I hope that if my kid is so stupid that he doesn't know the difference between a loaded weapon and an unloaded weapon, as I just showed him, I hope the day does come that he points it at someone, at himself, and pulls the trigger because...
Wait a minute.
You're even sicker than I thought.
Wait a minute, man.
You need to go to jail.
This guy does... I'd like to know what I'm supposed to go to jail for. It was an unloaded weapon, and she's making a big deal because her husband... Because she's... Forget about her husband shooting himself. That's not what that's about.
You allowed these kids to do this. You almost encouraged it. And then by pointing the weapon at your grandson, I'm telling you, I have never heard such a sick individual in my life.
What is
never.
Sick about showing the woman it wasn't loaded?
Oh, for Christ's sake. You need some psychiatric help, sir. You need some serious psychiatric help.
I think you
help.
Need the psychiatric help
know
the difference between a loaded gun and an unloaded gun.
Having been a police officer and a United States Marine, I think I know a little bit more about weapons than you do.
I was in the U.S. Navy at Chosin Reservoir. We pulled the Marines out of that reservoir.
Right.
So you need to, you owe your ass to me.
Yeah, you sat on the ship and fired a 5-inch gun while we were on the beach.
The only beach you've ever been on is the one where you're unemployed.
Yeah,
and I can tell you.
All right, look at guys.
So eat your words.
These guys that if a police officer drives down the street and he sees kids at
there isn't a cop worth the name that's going to pull out a riot gun and shear some kid's head off with buckshot because
I'm not talking about the cop killing the kid, but what if he pulls his weapon? What if the kid doesn't put the gun down because he doesn't know what's happening? You know how cops are.
I wouldn't give you a hoot and a holler for a cop that would shoot a kid who's holding an unloaded gun.
Yeah, did you just see the story about the 12-year-old that went in to rob the food establishment for a second time in 1 week with a loaded weapon? A 12-year-old?
Yeah, what's that got to do with
the shooting? Did you hear about that?
And that was, excuse me.
Is giving these kids
the loaded
real
weapon
guns?
Was that
real
a loaded? That was a loaded weapon, right? Thank you. That's the difference between.
You're trying to justify the fact that
what about
you made a horrible mistake.
I
need help. You need help, sir.
What
that's
about the sensitivity to a woman
to
who...
Well, look, I suggest that you get a rule book and see what it looks like when a gun's loaded.
Well, come on, the lady. Her husband shot himself.
That's right.
That's what they said.
Well, what do you mean that's what they said?
Excuses for everything.
I saw a flash, and then I heard a pistol shot. It could have been anything. Let me tell you something. Are you guys ready for this? Maybe you're not ready for this. Maybe she shot him. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I don't know what your problem is with this woman, but that seems to be at the crux of this.
That's the crux of the whole thing.
Oh, well, get a load of Perry Mason and Mr. Berger. The two of you guys.
All right, look at David or Jim. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah.
I think we should just go ahead and take the lady at her word. Was there a coroner's inquest? Was there?
I have no idea. All they said: self-inflicted gunshot wound. Funny thing, though, his hands were tied and his mouth was gagged.
Bull crap.
Well, I'm making that part up, but. You never can tell.
Hold on for a minute, Jenny. We'll get to you right after the break. 1-800-44... You making a joke now?
Mr. Henry, the only joke that's been made...
No, you're making a joke about a man that kills himself?
You know, you could go ahead and keep believing Marilyn Carruthers that her husband killed himself. But while she's walking around here in 3-inch heels with those spray-on capris, and you can see everything... And you're trying to tell me that, oh, yeah, she's really mourning, isn't she?
Is that why you had those boys wave that?
I didn't have them wave anything. Let me tell you something. The day something gets waved in her face that belongs to me, it'll be a lot friendlier than that.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bonafide, I want to add Lloyd Bonafide, a retired gentleman from Alhambra, California. There is a civil action being threatened against you by a Mary Carruthers, lives on your street in Alhambra. We're keeping the address. We're going to keep that off the air because of the attorney's requests. But this woman was walking in front of your house when your grandson and his friend were playing with a couple of weapons that were given to them by you.
That were unloaded, sir.
Yes, that were unloaded. But the woman fainted when you took one of the guns and pointed it at your grandson and pulled the trigger because her husband had just shot himself 3 months before. And you were aware that he shot himself, weren't you?
I told you, sir, that I heard the pistol report. And
you were aware that he shot himself because your wife says that as you stood there in the kitchen and the pistol report went off and the flash was seen in the window, you said one word, Carruthers, and continued sipping your milk. Isn't that right?
My wife has been under a lot of strain.
Didn't you know that that man had shot himself?
Mr. Henry, if you're trying to play some role as some amateur Matlock, I think you're in way over your head. I think you're in some pretty deep water, and I think it's pretty cold and black, too. I would say to you that Dave Carruthers had a lot of problems. One of the biggest problems he had is he had a wife that apparently couldn't keep at home, if you know what I'm saying.
And were you involved with her?
That is absolutely the lowest.
I'm not accusing you. I'm asking you, were you involved with this woman?
No, sir, I wasn't.
Because you make a big point about how she's parading it up and down the street.
Sir, that happens to be not only my opinion, but the opinion of a lot of people in this street. And for you to bring that up as if it's some reason that Dave Carruthers shot himself.
Do you think he shot himself because his wife was having affairs?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, are you denying that you knew that that was him killing himself?
Yes, I am.
Well, your wife says she walked into the kitchen as you were sipping this glass of milk. You never even looked to the window. All you said was, Carruthers. Finished the milk and went right back to bed.
My wife at present time is hospitalized.
What is the problem she has?
You know something? That's none of your business, sir. It's surgery.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead.
This man is sick. Number one, it's against the law to give a weapon to a child.
What law?
I don't care if it's loaded or unloaded.
What
number
law?
Number two...
Wait, there's no federal law against giving a weapon to a child.
It's not
first
federal
of all,
law.
Children use weapons on firing ranges all the time, so it looks
if
like you're out
of
not
under
one.
Supervision.
That's right, and I was on the front lawn.
You were on the front lawn with the boys, letting them play with real weapons.
Mister, you don't know your law.
Well, if they were supervised, it's different. But still, you got to be sick to point a gun at anybody.
It was unloaded.
I don't care.
You know something? That's like
not.
Saying it's be sick to point a broom handle
you
at someone.
You have any idea how many people are accidentally killed each year by unloaded weapons?
No one is killed by an unloaded. No one is killed by an unloaded weapon, sir.
Oh boy!
You did this simply because you wanted to excite this woman. You wanted the shock value.
Did you get a load of this guy? He thinks people get killed by unloaded weapons.
The gentleman corrected himself. He said that people think
like
are unloaded.
You that think guns are unloaded and do something immensely stupid.
Because I own the weapons.
Somebody. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA, and I've been through safety classes.
I don't think you could be, because you don't know the law pertaining
to... Number.
Well, then why is it you...
Classes, and the first thing everybody will teach you is you never, never point a gun at somebody loaded or unloaded unless you intend to shoot them.
David, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't mean any offense, but I bet you soil yourself... I bet you, you'd soil yourself from a cowardly soul.
Just someone pointed a rise out of this woman.
Isn't
and
that
now
right?
You're being sued, and you deserve it.
Where are you?
Isn't that right? Didn't you have your kids wave those guns at that woman because you and she were either involved sexually or...
Mr. Henry, you are getting very close to slander.
Well, there's something going on between you and this guy Carruthers, who you knew that night had shot himself, even as his bedroom window lit up from the illumination of that pistol shot. Your wife said you said the word Carruthers.
Let me tell you something. This guy I'm talking to right now would soil himself from a cowardly soul because someone pointed a broom handle at him and went boom.
Mister, you are bona fide, all right? You are a bona fide idiot.
Lloyd, I would say...
Don't you think that that's what this guy's saying?
The gentleman is saying that it is extremely insensible, stupid behavior to give a child a weapon, loaded or unloaded, because the association is made.
If the kid's a retard, yes, the association's made. I don't raise any retards. I raise smart kids.
If the grandfather's a retard, he would point it at the child's head and pull the trigger.
If it's empty, who cares? Wow! And not only that, you're the guy that said people die all the time from unloaded weapons.
What they think are unloaded weapons.
That's
and
not what you
idiot, think that you know it all. You did this just to scare that woman. And you did it, and now she's suing you,
You
will lose in court. And I'm interested in finding out the outcome of this case, because
you are
a moron.
I'll invite you to the court case if you'll let me point a plastic water pistol at you and go boom, and see what happens.
All right. This is childish. And I would say simply that I agree with him. You had this woman harassed because of some personal problem you've got with her.
The woman is loose. L-O-O-S-E, morally loose.
Well, there's a reason why you think that. David, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Laura, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Laura.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. First of all, this grandfather is morally loose. This man has major problems differentiating between what the issue is here. If I were on that jury, he could talk on and on about whatever his perception of it, of this woman is. It doesn't matter. The point is he put guns in his grandchild's hand and let them play, real guns. And if I were a woman walking by down the street and some kid pointed a gun at me, I would be scared to death too. I don't care how
Laura, let me tell you something, this woman, Marilyn Carruthers, Dave Carruthers was one of the most decent men I knew, and that loose slut drove him to the...
Oh, come on.
That's no issue. Nobody cares what she was or if she was...
She sat there and laughed as he pulled the trigger and blew his own brains over that brand-new plastic drapes.
Okay. All right, let the lady finish. I want Laura to finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, here's the scenario. You put guns in these kids' hands. Now, what's to say? We don't know. You could sit there and tell me it's not loaded, but I don't know if the kid snuck back in, saw where you put the round, put a round in that gun, and then you grabbed the gun, pointed at your grandson's head, and if you had blown his brains out, that would be a tragedy beyond
belief. Now, wait a minute. I want to be clear. My grandson sneaks in, puts a round in the chamber. Knowing the round's in the chamber allows me to stand there with the gun to his head. Is that what you're saying?
Do you know how many? Do you know every time I raised a daughter, but I had a gun in the house, and she could care less about a gun. But boys love guns; they're interested
Laura,
in guns.
Every accidental
shooting I have ever read about since I was a little kid, and I'm 51. Boys shooting boys.
Right, and it's always some kid.
I unloaded the weapons myself. And let me say something else. I want to say something else. Okay, here's a scenario for you. My grandson goes into the house, gives himself a sex change operation, comes out, and claims he's Marilyn Carruthers. That's the same kind of gobbledygook you're giving me.
If I was on the jury, everything you're saying is gobbledygook other than the fact that you put guns in these young boys' hands.
I want to
say... Real guns. They're wielding guns at a woman who's, I can't even imagine.
Dave Carruthers was one of the most decent men I ever knew, and she sat on the edge of the bed that night with her robe open, wearing nothing on underneath as he blew his brains out.
How do you know?
Now you were watching?
Yeah, how do you know what happened?
Yeah.
Because I knew her that well.
So you did have some kind of a relationship with her?
No, sir, I did not. We all knew what this woman was about.
That's not the issue. The issue is the boys having guns in their hands, and I agree with the ex-cop, and I agree with the other guy who got, you know, you don't.
I slumped into a chair that night, and I said the word over and over, almost as if I was saying Rosebud. I simply said Carruthers, because I.
All right, hold on. This guy's crackers.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
I mean,
Laura,
there's no question about it. There's...
Oh, so you're calling me nuts, is that it?
Yes, sir, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. And then the jury will, too. The jury will, too. Yeah, there's no question
Dave
about it.
Dave Carruthers stood there and put what was left of his brains while she sat there with a scotch in her hand laughing.
That's not the issue. The issue is these boys had real guns in their hands.
Right. All right, look at Laura, I got to take a break.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, I hope someday you understand the pain that I'm at.
Oh, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a bone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It takes a big pair.
Well, sir, that's my feeling. We're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. We'll take some more phone calls. But the situation is your kids have unloaded weapons. Unloaded or not, the kids are playing around with them, waving them in the face of a woman who you may have had some relationship with. And now she faints. Now we find out that 3 months ago her husband shot himself.
You still don't want to go. You just don't want to go anywhere near the fact that a bullet through the head of a man doesn't bother Marilyn Carruthers. What bothers her more than anything is I have knowledge of what she was to that man and what drove him to that fateful night.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Mr. Henry.
No, you want to make a big freaking drama out of this.
Sir, I'm the one. I'm the injured party here.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell him that he's pretty sick. He's pretty sick.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I was raised. I was raised around guns, and I was taught how to handle guns.
What are you, the gun doctor?
I'm not a gun doctor.
Well, you're telling me.
But
I'm
you know,
sick.
You can go down to Walmart and buy some toy guns if they want to go out and play cops and robbers.
Well, I got a
9-year-old grandson. I would never dream of putting a real gun in his hand.
Let me
unloaded. Ask
you, what's the difference if I take the ammunition out of a gun?
There's a big difference.
Or give him a plastic gun. What's
it's
the difference?
It's a real gun.
It doesn't have any ammo in it.
There's a real difference.
What's the difference with a gun with no ammo? You might as well be carrying out a roll of toilet paper. What's the, you know?
That's not correct. And you also made the statement that a policeman would never shoot a kid like that. Well, you know what? If that cop had drove by and got out of his car and saw those kids with the guns, he's 30, 40, maybe 50 feet away. Can he tell there's not a clip in that gun? This
you
is how
be able
kids
to eyeball
get.
The weight. You can tell the
right.
weight. Yeah,
all right.
Let me tell you who he would have shot. Marilyn Carruthers for what she did to Dave Carruthers.
Hey,
the
man,
cop would roll down the street and...
The woman is not an issue here.
What are you talking
you know,
about?
Apparently you got a problem with a woman, but that's not the issue. The issue is you put real guns in kids' hands, and that right there is kind of stuff that's going to get guns
right,
taken away from American people.
Let me ask you a question. You're afraid... Of an accident happening, right? I took that Glock out of my grandson's hand. I put the barrel to his head, and I pulled the trigger, and nothing happened. Now do you believe it was unloaded?
You're sick, man.
Oh, Jesus H. Now you don't believe it was
that's
unloaded.
That's what they make toy guns for.
I'm
man.
Sick,
that
huh?
Guns.
Even though she sat on the edge of that bed and laughed while he pulled
that's
the trigger.
The woman's
I'm
not
sick.
An issue here,
why
man.
Are we? Why are we talking about this woman?
Yeah, the woman's
I'll
not
tell you
issue.
Why.
You know, I'll tell you why I think we're talking about her. I think we're talking about her, Mr. Bonafide, because the night that Dave Carruthers killed himself, you'd been there, hadn't you?
That is slander, sir, and I've got an attorney.
You may have an attorney, but you were there that night, weren't you? Weren't you there that night?
I will tell you again, sir, that is slander.
Well, then you're invited to sue me, but you were there that night, and you had just had intimate relations with that woman, come back to your house, sweating, drinking milk, and the gun, did he find you in bed with his wife?
You want to get sued, don't you?
Yeah, I want you to sue me, man. Sue me and prove to me that I'm wrong.
You know, he probably knew that she was out for a walk, so he put the guns in the kid's hands to stop because he knew she was coming back.
You know what I know about that slut? What I know about that slut? Yeah, maybe I would. Maybe next time I'll put bullets in him too.
Boy, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He needs
help.
Thanks,
Ben Casey and Dr. Kildare. Nice of you to check in.
A couple of lightweights. You don't ever give kids anything like that.
Okay, Mr. Clooney.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to give you one chance, Mr. Bonafide. One chance.
You're going to give me one chance for what?
To admit that you were in that house that night. You were in that house having intimate relations with Marilyn Carruthers when Dave Carruthers came home and caught you. Caught you and then he killed himself.
All right, okay, I'll admit it. I don't know what got into me that night. Maybe it was her walking down the street with those spray-on capris.
Oh, yeah, baby. Marilyn, what are you doing here, Marilyn? What are you doing here with him?
I'm sorry, Dave, but Lloyd makes me feel so good.
What are you doing, buddy? I'm having it off with your wife. Why, you scum! Get out! Get out! I ran that night. I don't know how far, I don't know how long, and suddenly from behind me I heard it. Carruthers.
And then I found myself up on the freeway. Funny thing, there was a truck loaded with large seed pods.
Large seed pods?
Yeah. Said they were delivering them up to Santa Mira.
Bud, get the National Guard and the Army on the phone. It's an invasion.
Right away!
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.